talking to Charles in Ohio about flooring. What's going on at your money pit?
We have the parquet flooring, and I was wondering if you knew where I could get pieces to replace the old parquet flooring at.
If you can find a new parquet that looks similar to the old, that's probably the only way you're going to be able to find some replacement pieces by breaking those up. If not, I think the easiest way to do it, if I was a contractor working on your house, I'd probably cut the pieces myself. I'd probably buy the hardwood of the same type, and I'd probably replace them. Are you having just some pieces here and there that are coming out, or is it entire tiles?
Well, it's just in one corner where the refrigerator had the ice maker
right.
that sprung a leak.
Okay.
And it got on the floor behind the refrigerator.
Okay.
And they're little 6-inch squares is what they was when we put them in.
Okay. And have your guests been looking behind the refrigerator lately, Charles?
No. I just know it's there.
All right. So it's bugging you. Well, I wouldn't worry too terribly much about it being in that very unseen area. But if you really wanted to fix it, what I probably would do is, if I couldn't find the exact pattern that you have right now, is I would probably have a flooring contractor cut me some new pieces that looked very similar in shape to the old one.
Okay.
Sometimes it's easier to do that. For example, I had an old floor to repair in my house not too long ago that was made of Douglas fir, and it was tongue and groove, but it was 2.25 inches wide, and that's an unusual width for a Douglas fir floor. Normally it's about 3 inches wide. So I bought 3-inch boards and cut them down to the 2.25 to make it work. So sometimes with these old floors, you got to get creative and sort of mill your own pieces to make it fit what the old house had.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the help there, because like I say, I've even thought about putting cutting out a little bit bigger than what it was and putting laminate in there.
Well, I mean, you certainly could do that, but if you want to preserve the old parquet floor, you're going to have to kind of rebuild it in place. Charles, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.